You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awaken Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. In today's final episode of the week, Jeff Fish issues a call to action. It's not enough to recognize the gift of healing, we must also steward it. Learn how to walk in faith, move in obedience, and act with boldness as you carry the power of God into a broken world. Our key verse for today is James chapter 5, verse 15. And the prayer of faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. We have come to the end of this powerful week on the gifts of healing, but I believe that this last message is going to activate something in you. Because it's one thing to believe in healing, and another to walk in it. And it's something else entirely to steward the gift once it begins to flow in your life. So let's go to our key verse today, James chapter 5, verse 15. And the prayer of faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. This verse gives us three elements that must be in place when operating in the gifts of healing: faith, obedience, and boldness. And I want to break each one of these down today, not as abstract ideas, but as non-negotiable principles if you want to see God move powerfully through your life. So let's start with faith. James calls it the prayer of faith. Not just any prayer, not a half-hearted, maybe if it's your will kind of prayer. The prayer of faith expects that God will move. It stands on his word. It takes him at his promises. Faith doesn't come from hype, but Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us that it comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. The more you're in the word, the more your faith will grow. But hear me, it's not about having faith in your faith. It's about having faith in your God. Now, to understand this, we first need to recognize that faith is not passive. It's not just internal belief. It's action based on trust. That's why James chapter 2, verse 26 says, "For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead." If you believe God heals, but you never pray for anyone, that faith is dead. If you believe in miracles, but never step out, that faith isn't alive. And it's only living faith that activates the gift. That leads us to the second key, which is obedience. Now, faith may ignite the moment, but obedience is what positions you for it. The Holy Spirit might prompt you to lay your hands on someone in public. He may whisper a word of knowledge or nudge you to speak healing over someone in pain. And in that moment, the question is not, do I feel ready? The question is, will I obey? In John chapter 9, Jesus heals a man who was born blind, but he does it in a very unusual way. He spits on the ground, makes mud, puts it on the man's eyes, and tells him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." The healing didn't happen instantly. It came through obedience. The man had to trust what didn't make sense. He had to walk blind with mud on his face, believing that when he obeyed, the power would come. Some of you are waiting for confirmation, for a sign, for a goosebump before you move. But the gifts of healing don't require emotional validation. They require spiritual obedience. You don't need more signs. You need more surrender. So let's shift to the third key, which is boldness. This is where a lot of people stop short. They believe. They even feel prompted. But they don't move. They hesitate. They second guess. They let the fear of man overpower the fear of God. But boldness is essential, not arrogance, not recklessness, but Holy Spirit courage that says, I will speak when he says speak. I will move when he says move. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 1 says, the wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. We need lions in this generation. We need believers who won't be intimidated by culture, resistance, or demonic opposition. Boldness says, even if it's uncomfortable, I will do it. Even if I've never seen healing before, I'll still pray. Even if they don't get healed the first time, I won't quit. Now, let me give you another biblical example. Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are walking to the temple when they see the lame man at the gate. Peter doesn't say, let me go pray and fast for a few days first. No, he speaks with boldness. He says, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, walk. Now that is boldness. That's faith. That's obedience. And that's why healing broke out. We can't be people who admire the power of God, but never release it. The gifts of healing are not trophies. They are tools, and tools are meant to be used. If you leave them in the shed, they rust. If you put them to work, they build. And this reminds me of Paul's exhortation to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and of love and discipline. Kindle it. Stir it. Don't let it lie dormant. God didn't give you the Holy Spirit to play it safe. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. And if you've received the gift of healing, if you've sensed that stirring in your spirit, then it's time to walk in it. Now let's be clear. Stewarding this gift doesn't mean trying to force healings to happen. It doesn't mean performing. It means staying in step with the Spirit. It means being ready in season and out. It means praying when prompted, laying hands when led, and trusting God with the results. It means continuing even when it's hard. It means praising God even when someone doesn't get healed. And it means not giving up when things don't look the way that you expected. You're not responsible for outcomes. You are responsible for obedience. And let me say this to you. Stewarding the gifts means walking in holiness. The power of God cannot flow through a vessel compromised by sin. This isn't about perfection, but it is about consecration. You can't live in rebellion and expect God to flow through you in purity. If you're asking him to release power through your hands, make sure that your hands are clean. In Psalm chapter 24, verses 3 through 5, David writes, "Who may ascend onto the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? One who has clean hands and a pure heart." We don't talk about this enough. Yes, God can use the weak. Yes, his power is made perfect in our weakness, but he still expects holiness. The anointing is sacred. The gifts are sacred. And when you steward it well, when you protect it, nurture it, and obey the Holy Spirit, you begin to walk in a new dimension of kingdom authority. Now, as we bring this to a close, I want to ask you plainly, will you steward the gift, or will you shelf it? Will you walk in bold obedience, or will you let fear silence your assignment? It needs demonstration, and the church doesn't need more polished speakers. It needs obedient vessels. If God has given you the gift of healing, then you have a responsibility, not to build a ministry, not to chase a platform, but to heal the sick, raise the broken, and glorify Jesus with every breath in your lungs. So let me challenge you with this thought as we end today's episode. If God has trusted you with his power, will you trust him with your obedience? Pray this with me. Holy Spirit, I receive the assignment. I won't bury what you've given. I won't let fear decide my steps. I say yes to faith. I say yes to obedience. I say yes to boldness. Let healing flow through my life, not for my name, but for yours. Teach me to steward this gift well. Keep me humble. Keep me holy. And keep me faithful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And with that prayer, that wraps up our series on the gifts of healing. But next week, we will be stepping into one of the most powerful and often misunderstood gifts, the gift of miracles. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you to walk boldly with Christ. Want more content like this? Click the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Bible Ministry's social platforms, plus a link to Jeff's devotional book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has been a blessing to you, we'd love for you to leave a rating and review. It helps more people find this message of freedom, faith, and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you'd like to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time gift through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly supporter through Patreon. All partnership options are available through the link tree. Together, your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Join us again next week as we keep diving into God's Word together.